Money and markets. Today is the day that in the United States that corporate taxes are due, as well as numerous corporate disclosure filings. It's a very tense time. I suspect that what those filings will show is whether it's earnings or litigation. There's a lot of trouble under the carpet in corporate America, and there's a lot of trouble in terms of the IRS collecting taxes that they need to run the government. So it's not surprising that someone was goosing the market while the tensions rose. We saw the S&P 500 close today above 1,400, first time since the 2008, I won't call it a financial crisis, I'll call it the financial dump and the pump and dump. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 13,252.76, closing out the seventh straight day of gains. Why? If you look at the fundamentals, the indicators are institutions are selling. Retail still is nervous, so who's the buyer? Big question mark. There have been an outpouring of positive stories that have been pretty amazing despite what are some pretty serious fundamentals. If you look at, let's look at some of the serious fundamentals. Biggest ones are environmental. If you look at the damage done to the ecosystem and the food supply from the Gulf, then Fukushima, and then drought, just serious reports around the United States, around the world of drought. They're not being reflected in the market. There's a real disassociation between the physical reality and what we're seeing in the stock market. I'm looking for someone to talk about Fukushima because there's still big questions about what could unravel there as more and more headquarters of big Japanese corporations move out of Tokyo. The news is very disconcerting. There's clearly a pump on an Apple. I put some of the stories up on the blog for predicting based on a new patent filed by Apple recently for a new wallet, a digital wallet for cash payment, predicting a rise to 1,000. If you look at what's behind some of these stories, it indicates that Apple is probably going to be more centralizing to the economy than Microsoft or Google combined, and it literally has me considering going back to Linux, so we'll keep watching that story. In addition to the environmental fundamentals being very tricky, the financial fundamentals with the European workouts continue to be tricky. More stories on Greece, Portugal, Ireland, I'm keeping most of these stories and topics up on the blog. But the strangest twist in the Greek workout was we have the head of European derivatives for Goldman Sachs resigning with an op-ed piece in the New York Times, basically dishing Goldman in a very profound and effective way. The guy's name is Greg Smith, and again, he's head of the U.S. equity derivatives business in Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Now, this at the same time that the European workouts and the Greek workout involves the largest CDS payout in history. So, you know, there's a deeper story to this, and you almost wonder if, you know, he didn't make a deal to get out of by dishing on BlankFi and Goldman. But there's a real story here, but it's not what was in the op-ed in the New York Times. I continue to see a tremendous amount and respond to a tremendous amount of disinformation and subscribers emailing me and saying, could this possibly be true? I talked about it 2 weeks ago. There's an email that continues to circulate on big bank resignations. The Dinar scheme just continues to generate a lot of interest and waste a lot of people's time. If you know my construct of positive return on investment and positive return on total economic impact, the Dinar scheme is basically, when somebody asks me, should I invest in the Dinar scheme, they're saying, should I make money on genocide and do it with people who engage in financial fraud and expect that they will respect my investments and the right for me to make huge and hideous amounts of money? And the reason I should do this is because I will get hundreds of millions of dollars of financial windfall. The whole thing sounds like they're not making sense, which they're not. Various trillion-dollar schemes and mysteries, and I call them adult fairy tales. I'm not saying that those kinds of things don't go on. All the ones I've seen so far this year are a huge waste of your time and money. Rather than spending time on going down those rabbit holes, you know, surely there's something more grounded and concrete we can all do with our time. Finally, now we have a huge promotion on a on a new video about a Ugandan bad guy, with people saying, oh, isn't this terrible? We need to intervene and do something. Well, be very careful. I posted a video up from Real News, a very good one that says, this is exactly how we build political support, making it look like a grassroots dynamic for U.S. intervention. Don't fall for the schemes. It's really a bunch of yah-yah. If you want to know more, take a look at that Real News video. Very good.